Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob. Welcome to another episode of Ask Drone U. So glad that you could join us this morning. This is episode number 175. We've got something a little bit different for you today. As Paul is on the road, many of you may know that, doing the thing that perhaps he loves more than anything, and that's flying, particularly flying on a lake. The old lake life, as he likes to talk about. Flying for some wake surfing championships. And so we're excited for him that he's out doing that. But of course, that means that he can't be here with me doing this. So what we thought we'd do, and this is going to be for the next few days, is we're going to play some interviews that Paul did with Kerry Garrison, who is one of the owners and founders of Multicopter Warehouse, which is a new sponsor of ours. You're aware of that as well by now, that we have partnered with them, and we're very, very happy to have done so. They're phenomenal at what they do. They are a DJI authorized dealer, in fact, a tier one distributor of DJI products. You also should know that they actually offer all kinds of different products, different brands, including some things that you may have heard us talk about on here, like Unique and Walkera, and obviously GoPro, some of Polar Pro, some of those kinds of things that that they can help you get as well. So check them out at multicopterwarehouse.com and join the aerial revolution. So again, we're going to have a few podcasts here for the next few days of Paul spending some time with Kerry. You're not going to want to miss it because they go into a lot of detail about a lot of the different things that DJI's got going on, some of the new offerings, some of the updates that are coming out, some really cool stuff, much of which you're probably aware of. But they go into some great additional information about how to use these things, some of the nuances of these different aspects of the DJI products. I think it's going to be really valuable for us. And so without further ado, here are Paul and Kerry.
Hi, this is Kerry Garrison with Multicopter Warehouse, and you're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast.
One of the questions from our listeners is actually pertaining to the Phantom 3. And I guess they were flying in flight mode 1 and had recently switched over to flight mode 2. And they asked the question, you know, which flight mode should I be using and why? What's the benefits between the two? And I figured since we're sitting here in a room full of toys, I'm in heaven
tools.
I am in heaven right now. I mean, there's literally five S1000s right behind Kerry. I'm not even kidding. We're sitting next to brand new Phantom 3s.
Yeah. The mode controls tend to really mess people up because we would think that we're in the United States. We should be mode one because we're number one. And in fact, we're number two. The European standard is mode one, and that's with the throttle on the right. Mode two is the throttle on the left. And so that will really mess people up if it's in the wrong mode. Someone else takes your controller, you're used to one mode, they're used to the other. All of a sudden, they punch it full forward, and instead of going up, it goes forward. Yeah, it can really be bad. So if you're used to the United States standard with the throttle on the left, that's your mode two. Everywhere else in the world is mode one.
Gotcha.
We're the only ones that do it different.
Now, the Phantom 3 Pro, what kind of flight modes does it have? Is it the same as GPS and attitude like we see on the Phantom 2? I know there's active braking involved, and I've had another question, and actually a question I have myself, because the Phantom 2 has been my bread and butter for a year now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Made a lot of money on it, and it's been a great tool. That being said, though, the active braking is kind of one of those things that I think is like negates almost the progression of the Phantom 3. But when we were talking, you said, well, you can turn that off. So could you explain the flight modes and active braking?
So let's start with the flight modes. First off, we have standard GPS, which is its position hold, which also does the altitude hold and orientation hold. That's the standard mode most people are going to fly in. If we've enabled multiple flight modes in the app, then the middle position on the flight mode switch will give us ADI. That's our attitude mode. We all refer to it as ADI. And the app will say, ADI mode, ADI mode, ADI, and start screaming at you. And that will turn off the GPS, so you're losing position hold, but you're still getting altitude hold and orientation. So if you let go of the sticks, it won't climb or descend, and it won't rotate, but it will drift if there's any wind. Now, that can be used for butter smooth shots. If you're letting the copter just drift with the wind and you're doing some pans or, you know, spinning the copter around to stay on target with a subject, there's nothing smoother than just letting the wind carry the copter. Now, you probably don't want to do this in 60 mile an hour winds. But this is also where some people make mistakes, is they don't know how to correct for it because they haven't practiced flying without GPS turned on. So as you develop the skill, you should definitely learn how to fly in attitude mode, because what if you lose GPS? What if something goes wrong? You need to be able to fly that thing back without it parking in the sky that these things do so well. And you were out there with me yesterday. We were flying the Inspire and the Phantom 3. These things just are tripods in the sky.
They really are. You know what? I was honestly surprised by the stability in the Phantom 3 now. It seems like the position hold is much better. It seems that it reacts faster. Is that because of the refresh rate on the ESCs?
That's a big part of it. The refresh rate is faster, so the motor speed can be adjusted quicker. So that's keeping it more stable. And if we look kind of at a profile of the Phantom 3, we can notice that the props actually tilt a little bit, where the Phantom 2, they were very flat. So if it had a little gust of wind, it could actually slip sideways. But with the motors tilted a little bit, they're fighting against that, and it's making it more stable.
Yeah, I just noticed that for the first time? Yes. And there's a Phantom 3 here right behind the microphone, and I literally did not notice that until he just said that. So I kind of feel I need to take myself down a peg right now.
Now, on top of both of those, we also add the Russian GLONASS satellite system as well as the U.S. GPS. So now we have two different satellites. We have the canted motors and the faster refresh on the ESCs. So all that plays together.
So now when you say the two different satellites, do you mean the two different systems? Can it switch between the two?
Yeah, it's actually using both of them.
Oh, wow.
So where the U.S. GPS is a little finer detail, the Russian GLONASS is a little more coarse. So it's not giving you more accurate positioning, but it's locking on faster and onto more satellites. So where I've been able to fly in the you've seen our area, we're in Colorado here, we're surrounded by mountains, a beautiful area. But in some of those spots where you're in between big peaks, you will not pick up U.S. GPS. You'll still get GLONASS. So you'll still have good GPS signal, even if it's not as fine of a detail as the U.S. system.
Wow, that's incredible. That is really awesome. And we've got the Phantom 3 standard coming out soon, which is, you know, an awesome thing. But let's get back to the P3 Pro for a second.
Okay, so we've talked about the GPS mode, the ADI mode, and then there's the intelligent orientation control modes. Now, today, all we have is course lock. If you pull the flight mode switch all the way down, it will actually pop up a screen telling you that you're turning on course lock and do you want to reset the orientation. And this is much better than the way the P2 was, where you either had to make sure that you were lined up with the orientation when you took off, or you were toggling switches and hoping that you got it dialed in right. So now I can turn the orientation exactly where I want, hit the reset, that becomes the forward direction. I move the right stick, it will go that direction, and then I can still yaw the aircraft all the way around while it's still following that straight line. So that's good for being able to fly past something and keep the camera pointed at it even as you go past it, where the only other way to do that is with an Inspire with dual operator control. So if you can master course lock, you can really do some neat stuff.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that either. I feel like I'm getting a lesson right
now. And in that is where they'll also be adding home lock, point of interest, and some of the other features that are coming real soon.
Wow. When should we expect to see those features?
Well, the firmware that supports the automated features is the current firmware that just came out a couple days ago. So the firmware now supports it. We have third-party companies like Leechi, Autopilot, and a few others that are working on their own versions of it. So I actually expect to see the DJI app, which has now been renamed from DJI Pilot to DJI Go, because that makes so much more sense. Let's just go with that. So the Go app is supposed to have those features. According to the website at DJI, it says coming soon. So I would expect hopefully within the next couple weeks.
Wow, cool, very cool. So we mentioned the active braking. We talked about
You mentioned it a little bit, and what active braking is, it enables it to kind of stop in the air very, very quickly. It will tail stand to try and come to a stop as quickly as it can.
It's crazy when it does happen because, I mean, he was coming in full bore right towards us, and it just stops. And it really is insane.
The default setting, I think, is actually pretty good. And on the Inspire, the thing will stand straight up. And I thought it was flipping over the first time. I about soiled myself. I'm like, hey, it's supposed to do that. So, and now I love doing it as a demo because it freaks people out.
Yeah.
The Phantom 3, of course, it's not as powerful, so it's not going to do as drastic, but it will stop a lot shorter than a P2 will. And you can adjust that so you can make it more aggressive, so it will stop quicker. Maybe if you're flying in a really confined area where, you know, you want to have as much security around what you're flying, you could adjust that up. If you're flying out in the wide open and you want it to come to a smoother stop, you can turn that down. So having that adjustment ability in the P3 and the Inspire, I think, are really good features.
Definitely. Now, you carry all the P3s and the Inspire ones, so if anyone's looking to get one and they want a trusted source to go to, where can they find you online?
Oh, multicopterwarehouse.com. That's where we're there. We're there to support everybody. We're a Tier 1 distributor, one of the largest in the country here. We keep all the products in stock, and we got videos on our website, how to get started. If you go to the bottom of our website, whether you're a customer or not, go to the bottom of our website. There's a Getting Started link, and it's just the basic calibration things to do so you're prepared right out of the box.
Definitely. And we've got some exciting stuff coming out through DroneU with Multicopter Warehouse. You're going to want to stay tuned because if you get stuff from Kerry, you're going to get a whole lot from DroneU that you had no idea about.
So. Excellent. I'm looking forward to all that.
I am too. I really am too. Well, that's going to do it for our podcast today. Thanks, guys, so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Ask DroneU podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.